Amen. I realize while Brother Buddy was preaching there and some many of the points that he was making, I might have been amening louder than anybody else. I did hear a few occasions of that. But that's one of the blessings of having a meeting like this and having other ministers come in and preach. See, I don't think I'm by myself in saying that we prayed a long time for this meeting. And I feel like the Lord has answered our prayers. And I was a little bit selfish in my praying, that I prayed that the Lord would bless Piney Grove Church in these messages. You listen to me all the time, but when these other ministers come in and they bring these messages and we're praying that the Lord would give them something that's good for us that we can have here, then that's what the meeting's all about. That first of all, to give glory to God, but secondly, to be edifying to those of us that are here. God has graciously answered those prayers. And that's why, and just for a moment here, I want to notice Psalm 116. Psalm 116, I'm not really going to get too much into a subject, but this was on my mind this morning as I pondered how the Lord had blessed this weekend. And I'm so thankful for your presence and your participation in this series of meetings. It's just been such a blessing. But Psalm 116, verses 1 and 2, it's a passage that the longer I live, I continue to add reasons as to why I love the Lord. It's one of those things where we have it in Scripture, and to me, it's kind of like an open-ended thought that we can, just like David expressed his desire on this occasion, we can take that same thought and continue to build more reasons. David said in Psalm 116, verse 1, I love the Lord because. Now, he says more than that, but I hope that you can take that thought and add to it yourself. Reasons why you love the Lord. There's some very fundamental reasons why. Because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19 tells us that. The blessings that he gives us. You know, it's not so much a matter of, like Brother Buddy said, that serving him so that we can get blessings. But we certainly ought to be thanking him for what he has done for us. And the more we ponder and consider what he has done for us, both in the eternal things and also in the daily things, we have even more reasons to thank him every day. Now, on this occasion, David said, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Isn't it a wonderful feeling when you feel like the Lord has answered your prayer? That's why I like to have our prayer meetings from time to time. And when we pray on different things and when we see the Lord answering those prayers, what a blessing it is that we can feel like that we shared in that we were praying for it and the Lord answered it. And so we can thank him for those things that we prayed together about when the Lord answered the prayer. But he says, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Long as I live. Long as we have our right mind. As long as we're mindful of the blessings God's given us. As long as we continue to seek his face and serve him daily and enjoy that fellowship that we've heard so ably preached this morning. That as long as we're enjoying those things, we have that joy in us each day to give us strength, to give us encouragement. And there's times when we do get discouraged, don't we? There's times that we do get tired in the way. But bless your hearts, when we're walking with the Lord, we don't get tired of the way. When we're mindful of His mercy and blessings upon us, we don't get tired of serving the Lord. We're just strengthened further to know that He's so good. You know, I think I'm safe in saying this. There's not one thing God has ever done to you that's bad. You know, somebody, I've heard people question, well, why should I do this? Why should I do that? Why should I serve Him? Why should I obey Him? Well, if you're blessed to know Him, and if you're blessed to know what He's done for you, then you understand He's never done anything that's bad to you or for you. Even the chastening of the Lord is for your good. And it can bring forth good benefits. And so as we think about all that He is to us and all that He has done for us, there's a multitude of reasons why we love the Lord. You know, quite often we talk about counting your blessings. Well, do you understand? Can you sincerely say that's a wonderful thing to do? Because when you've done it, you know, you get to some point where you realize that you just stop counting those blessings and you start praising God for it. Well, it's something we ought to do on a regular basis. Because we can't praise Him too much here in this life. We can't thank Him too much. But I tell you, we commonly thank Him too little. And we commonly praise Him too little. It's because of where our mind is, where our heart is, where our treasure is. In connection with what something that Brother Buddy said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. How did you end up? You know, we betray ourselves lots of times, don't we? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. Well, if we're thinking about the goodness and mercy of God, it fills our heart. When we're thinking about all that the Lord has done for us, we love to think about those eternal things, but those eternal things which He's done for us, in giving us His Son who died on the cross, who rose again for our justification, when we think of how that we are eternally secure in that finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and bless your heart, it helps us, it motivates us in following Him in paths of obedience. When you start forgetting those things, it's when you start listening to the flesh. Oh, may God help us to remember all that He's done for us, to remember to say thank you, and to remember to praise Him as we should each day. I love the Lord because. Hope you'll give some time to that thought. Start coming up with a list for yourself. The many wonderful reasons why we love the Lord. And then, when you're thinking along those lines, you'll understand why David says then that's why he'll call upon Him for as long as you live. As long as we live. We'll never thank the Lord enough. That's why we've got eternity, right? It's just long enough to praise God enough. Right. Eternity. God has blessed us richly this weekend. I pray that we'll sufficiently thank Him for that blessing. And I hope our recordings have worked. Because there's some of these messages I want to hear again, don't you?
Absolutely.
Now, hopefully they'll be on the website, but we can also get them in hard copy if anybody needs it. But bless your hearts, the Lord's been good to us. He has. And we need to acknowledge that, don't we? You know, there's many blessings we receive at the hand of the Lord and we don't even think about it, much less thank Him for it. Oh, but the more we can think about how good He is, and the more we can acknowledge those blessings in thanksgiving and gratitude to Him, the richer will be our fellowship and our joys while we walk here in this life. May God bless you is our prayer.